بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أخبركم بأفضل من درجة الصيام والصلاة والصدقة قالوا بلى قال إصلاح ذات البين فإن فساد ذات البين هي الحالقة حضرت أبو الدرداء رضي الله عنه نريت that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not inform you of something that is even greater and more virtuous than fasting, salah, and sadaqah, charity? Now we can imagine how interested the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were, because fasting is such a great action, salah is so important, and charity is so marvelous. So what can be greater than these three actions? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please inform us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Islahu dhatil bayn. Reconciling, bringing two people together that had some dispute and disagreement is greater than your own fasting, than your own salah, and than your own charity. To make sure that there is peace and harmony in society, to reconcile and bring these two people together, sit down with them, do this work. It's a very, very important work. In some of the hadith, this is regarded to be the best type of sadaqah that a person can give. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person that does this work of bringing two people together, أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ أَمْرَهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will set right all his affairs and matters. He's trying to help two people and bring them together. Allah will take care of his affairs. وَأَعْطَاهُ بِكُلِّ كَلِمَةٍ تَكَلَّمَ بِهَا عِتْقَ رَقَبَةٍ Every word he utters to bring these two people together, for every word he gets the reward of freeing a slave. وَرَجَعَ مَغْفُورًا لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ And all his previous sins are forgiven for that action that he did, sitting between these two people. A very common example, even the Jamiats offer it, our Muslim organizations, they offer this mediation, arbitration, disputes that happen between partners, families, sometimes inheritance, masail, husband and wife, so they sit with them and they bring them together. But if there's anybody like that in the family that's level-headed to bring them together, unfortunately, sometimes what happens is people whisper the wrong things and they cause more problems. And they start influencing the parties now to increase the disagreement and they start coaching them how to fight with each other and how to cause more problems. And often it leads to the breaking down of the marriage. That person disappears who was the waswas, the whisperer, he disappears and the problem is left now between, for example, the divorced woman, now she is divorced. The husband is one side. Later on, they come to their senses. The problem is caused in the family. And later on, they come to their senses. So there has to be some people that are level-headed that can bring them together. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِنَّ فَسَادَ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ Because corruption between two people and their relations being broken, هِيَ الْحَالِقَ It is a razor. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا أَقُولُ تَحْلِقُ الشَّعَرُ I'm not saying it's a razor that shaves hair. وَلَكِنْ تَحْنِكُ الدِّينِ It is a razor that shaves of deen. That means, in this dispute, so much of wrong will take place, these people will lose every shred of good and hidayat and guidance, the amount of swearing that will take place, the things that will be said, and sometimes the things that will be done. Absolutely no deen over there. Person forgets who he is. And because of that nafrat, and that dispute and that hatred for each other, every vestige of and shred of other respect for Islam and the tenets of Islam and the teachings of Islam are all forgotten. And Allah forbid, person can say something or do something that his iman also is in jeopardy. So once again, we are advised in these hadith to reconcile between ourselves and that person that does this work of reconciling. There is great rewards mentioned in the hadith for him. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding of it.